All right. Hello out there. It's Tristan here from TSZ. Aaron Weber joining us for, I guess, part one and a half. I know we tried Thursday, and we know you were kind of swept away for more important matters, but we appreciate you taking time on Saturday.
Not a problem.
All right. First question. There was a report on GamesRadar.com yesterday, citing a quote-unquote reliable source, the 3DS version might be delayed to early next year. Now, I know there isn't really a firm date yet for the 3DS, but can you say anything about whether it may go to next year or not?
I don't really get to comment on rumors or speculation. It's like, that's the generic line that, that unfortunately
I've heard it before.
I know, right? Like, everyone's heard that line so many times before. That's the one I'm going to have to give you at the moment.
Okay.
But seriously, like, with all rumors, my personal advice, take it with a grain of salt.
And I'm not so convinced either. Let me make that clear, because I know I think the 3DS date was cemented for December in Japan, if I'm not mistaken. But that said, you know, I did play 3DS. It could use a little work. Now, that leads me to my next thing. When I played on Thursday, there was a homing attack. We talked about that a little bit. I know you can't say a whole lot about, you know, how that works, but when I played it in some of the stages, it looked like for some of the paths at least, I won't say it was a requirement, but it made things of significant amount easier to get to said path. We've talked about it. Is this going to be something where it is going to be a requirement for some of these paths and for some of these, you know, little areas, or even just to progress through the game?
It's a good question. That's another one that I'm going to have to, unfortunately, give you a really like vague answer on. So being as upfront as I can be about it, because I realize that that's what everyone, you know, wants to hear. They just want to hear like the straight answers here.
That's what I'm supposed to get out of you.
I know, right? And I wish I could give you more of a straight answer. At this point, I really can't. It's just the way the role goes. But right now, what I can tell you is that, as you progress through the game, it does become a part of it. What I would say is stay tuned, because, I mean, I think with all of the feedback we're hearing, with all of the responses we're getting, the right response that you guys are going to see next is some sort of more official sort of answer from us as to how exactly does this play out. We understand you guys want answers. So what I'll do is I'll certainly go back and pretty much explain to our teams, you know, we've got a lot of people out there that want to know more about this. When can we get the green light to kind of release the details on here's how it works, here's how it plays through, here's whether or not it's required, to try and get that out there for you guys.
So there will be an answer at some point, to the best that you are able.
I will try. I can't promise it, as it is a team decision.
Okay.
But certainly I think that there's enough fan sentiment out there and reaction that they're certainly very curious about how this works. And I think for a lot of people, it's a big thing, right? So, you know, for you guys, we understand that it is important for you. I understand it's important for you. And we'll do the best that we can to try and get you that answer. I'm hoping we can get you as much info as possible, but anything's better than nothing. So,
and that kind of leads me into my next question. And hopefully, as somebody who is also an employee but is also a fan, you might hopefully understand this. I mean, looking from a fan's perspective, all right, a homing attack for me personally is not the worst thing in the world for a classic Sonic. But for the most discriminating among us, this is a problem. This is something that people out there on the internet, on the forums, are going to use that as a means to judge the game and say, oh, how could they do this? How could they sully classic Sonic like that? So my question to you is, do you think that's a fair assessment for a fan to judge the 3DS version based on the existence of that feature?
Personally, I think it's not my place to judge the fans in that regard. I think that every fan is kind of entitled to their own opinion. And if a fan thinks that this is a big enough thing that it ruins the game for them, then I respect that. I would certainly hope that they would at least still try the game, still play it, still realize that for all of the negativity that exists out there, for all of the people that see that one thing and they go, oh no, the whole game is ruined, to try it at least once, to actually give it a shot. And I'm hoping that when they do that, they'll realize this game is actually really, really solid, not only just on 3DS, but also on next gen, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to kind of talk about next gen. On Friday, Sega did confirm the PC port.
Yeah.
The worst kept secret in a good while.
I'll have you know that was the best kept secret at Sega for years.
You're not fooling anyone. Anyway, I know it'll be Steam enabled. I know there will be cloud saves and things like that. Are there going to be any sort of other features on the PC port that may deviate it a little bit from the next gen, or will it be fairly similar to Xbox 360, PS3?
No, it's very, very close to the next gen. Yeah, if there was anything different and nothing comes to mind, I probably couldn't tell you beyond what was in that press release. Okay. But yeah, no, it's very, very similar to the 360 and PS3 version.
What about, well, there's going to be DLC for 360, or I guess a pre-order bonus, the Casino Night thing. Will there be any opportunity for the PC folks to have that?
There is the potential. I don't know about a concrete yes or a no.
Okay.
But I'd say that's another one to kind of stay tuned for. We'll probably have an answer for you in the near future.
All right, next, the Collector's Edition. Now, this is for Europe only, as far as we know. It looks fairly certain it's going to be for Europe only, unless you guys surprise us the next couple weeks. I know I've pre-ordered mine from New Zealand, about $160.
Yep.
My question is, there are a ton of Sonic fans here who would be willing to just pour tons of money to have some sort of domestic version of this. Why is the collector's version specific to Europe and Australian territories only, and why are we not getting it here in the States?
I can't give you all of the exact answers. I can give you a little bit that should help clear it up. The next-gen Collector's Edition, there's a lot of stuff that goes into making Collector's Edition, actually for any game. So whether it's Sonic, whether it's Gears of War, Call of Duty, you know. They're not actually that easy to make, to get into stores, and to get in any great quantity, unless you're very, very assuredly knowing that you're going to be seeing mass amounts of orders.
So it's a demand thing?
It could partially be a demand thing. It's not really just that, though. It was a number of different things that kind of came together. So I can't really say it's demand or just demand. What I can tell you is that we did explore it quite heavily over here. We did want to bring it over. And as fans, I mean, as a fan, I look at that thing and I go, that statue is awesome, the documentary is awesome. All that stuff is really cool stuff that I personally want. So we understood that there would be a massive demand for it. And don't ever think that we didn't try, certainly. We did explore a lot of options to try and bring that over here. In the end, unfortunately, we weren't able to. And I can't give you all the details. It's one of those business things that I don't get to go into. But what I will tell you is that we did try. So I'm sorry we couldn't get over it for you guys. I know there's demand for it. Believe me, we know. But I do recommend, certainly, if you want to get it, importing it, always a good option. The statue is really, really cool, and so are the other items.
So it sounds business. It sounds like sort of a combo of supply and demand, because I do know those figurines are going to be in a limited quantity, which is understandable. A quick follow-up. For those who are going to get the Collector's Edition, there is going to be a documentary DVD. Is that going to be PAL region specific, do you know, or will people be able, like here in the States, be able to play it on their DVD players without necessarily having to do a switcheroo?
I don't know if that is PAL region specific. That's another one I kind of wait and see, I guess. We'll keep you guys posted on that one.
Okay. All right, I'll move on. We'll really talk about the console version, and we'll talk about the levels that were, you know, chosen. And we know it's 3 Classic, 3 Modern, 3 Dreamcast. And you've said in previous interviews that it was sort of, there was an internal survey on the best Sonic. There's been also that survey, I think it was on the blog, on Facebook. I think it was on Facebook a couple years ago. I'm curious the balance of who had the most influence. I would think Sonic Team had the top priority, but was it more internally that had the most influence on the selection, or was it more the fans? Did fans really have the say on whether, say, Crisis City was in over, say, something else?
I'd say it was more equal, actually, than it was too heavily.
Do you think it's 50-50?
I wouldn't say 50-50, simply because not being part of the development team, you know, and only kind of seeing this from the tertiary whenever, you know, even that email came to me and said, you know, can't tell you what it's for, but we want to know what your favorite Sonic levels are. And I was like, yeah, all right, that's interesting. I don't know what this is. All right. So, you know, when all that happened, I certainly know that a lot of the fan reaction that we got from that Facebook question that was asked did kind of help determine it. But at the same time, too, let's say that the fan reaction all said we want nothing but Genesis levels, right? We know the game is going to be 3, 3, and 3. So there's no way that we can take all the fan reaction for just the Genesis levels and expand that to like 5 levels or 6 levels. So that's probably the only area where I'd say that the balance per se could be skewed based on the answers that were given. But I think beyond that, when it comes to the different eras, it was definitely a mixture of both fans and internal suggestions that made the levels what they were.
And it's interesting, too, because it's 20 years of history, but I guess to me at least, we have six levels from about, well, we have six levels spanning 12 years, Adventure Era onwards, and we only have three covering, you know, the first eight or so, first seven or eight. I'm curious, we have Sonic and Knuckles in there through Sky Sanctuary, and I guess that kind of counts towards Sonic 3. I'm wondering why, because there are, and I know there are nods to little, you know, other levels in various places and things like that, but why was Sonic 3 in particular just kind of crossed over for this? Do you have any explanation as to why? I mean, I have my own theories, but...
Sorry, one second. Okay. All right, cool. I'm going to have to wrap it up. Sounds like after one or two more questions. To answer this one, actually, Sonic 3 isn't really wrapped over or crossed over. Sonic 3 does get a fair bit of attention from Sonic Heroes, that the level that we've got pulled from there, whenever you play through it and you take the lower path, you're going to notice that there are the little references to the Hydrosity Zone with the shimmying poles.
Right.
What I can tell you, though, even though you don't see a level from it, it wasn't that we just glossed it over. There are a lot of references to it, in addition to which Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles, I mentioned this on the Sega forums a little while back, but as some fans may probably already know, initially the same game. So Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles on the Japanese side were always going to be part of the same, and then they were eventually later kind of broken up. So,
all right, I'll ask one more question. I wanted to ask you about Japan, but I'll do that later maybe. Final question would be about mission mode and all of the various little things and how that's going to tie into the overall, you know, gameplay. It sounds like there's going to be five for each character in each stage. I mean, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the variety of missions that we're going to see in this game?
Yeah. So some of them might be as simple as like a ghost time trial, like you're facing off against a preset ghost that is going to race and you just got to beat them to the end of the stage. So if you're a speedrunner, there you go, there's your challenge, easy to beat. Some of them are a little more interesting, where you might have badniks that are increased to like 800% their normal size and you have to get past them, or you might have one that I think it's called Revenge of the Buzz Bombers, right? And you just got tons of them coming at you and you have to use them to get through the level, bouncing off of them to get to the high path or the medium path. There's a lot of variety in there, and while I can't tell you all of the different types, I will say there's certainly enough, and as you mentioned, there are five per character per stage, and with most of them being completely optional, that equals a lot of bonus content, which is an awesome thing for us, as we know that Sonic games often, you know, you're done with them very quickly, so it's really cool for us to be able to offer all this extra stuff.
One quick thing, sorry, follow up, Chaos Emeralds, I've seen them in some of the video demos, can you talk any about how that's going to play out?
I can give you a coy answer saying there are Chaos Emeralds in this game. That's all I can that's all I can say.
Ah, yes. The classic Aaron answer.
Now, I'll have you know the classic Aaron answer is typically to give you the answers that I can give you as honestly as I can. So.
And I appreciate it, Aaron. I won't take any more of your time. I know you got to do stuff. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right.